I thought I'd do a little Johnny D moment for you this morning. We're here in Coldham, which is handy because it's where I live, and we have some beautiful skies here which are just perfect for viewing the planets at this time in the morning. It's 4:30 in the morning, it's a little bit cold and damp underfoot outside, so I'm just going to put my coat and boots on and then we'll head out on the field. Well, here we are, we're out on the field. Onto the field, have to go through a line of poplar trees I've got down the side of my field. I've got 103 of these. I know there's 103 because I count them every morning to make sure nobody's stolen one in the night. Now we get through the fence, here we are. Right, now we're out on the field, and I described to you what I can see in front of me. I'm looking out towards the east, okay, due east, and I don't know, about a couple of feet above the horizon. Beautiful moon tonight. Lovely crescent shaped moon, very bright, and below those, just coming over the horizon, is in fact those two planets of Jupiter and Venus, which are very, very bright tonight. Now I understand, interestingly, Andy, and I didn't find this out myself till yesterday, but Jupiter and Venus are actually the fourth and fifth brightest objects in the sky, the first being the Sun, of course, the second the Moon, and interestingly, the third one being the International Space Station. Well, I can't see that tonight. Beautiful two planets, very bright. I understand that they're moving apart every day now, but it's still a very good opportunity this morning to see them.